Before we sing together, let's pray together. Holy Father, we are here to worship you, to offer up song from our heart to you. We pray that we will do so in the spirit and understanding of the words of each song and bring glory to you. We pray in Christ's name. Amen.
For the first song, turn to number 37. Number 37. We'll be using regular songbook, sorry. Number 37. We praise thee, O God, for the Son of thy love, for Jesus who died and is now God above. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again. We pray thee, O God, for thy Spirit of life, who has shown us our Savior and scattered our night. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory, revive us again. All glory and praise to the Lamb that was slain, who has borne all our sins and has cleansed every stain. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again.
Next song would be number 414. Number 414. Oh, how I love Jesus. Number 414.
There is a name I love to hear, I love to sing it words. It sounds like music in mine ear, the sweetest name on earth. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. It tells me of a Savior's love who died to set me free. It tells me of his precious blood, the sinner perfectly. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. It tells of one whose loving heart can that none can bear below. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I because he first loved me.
That song would be number 229. Number 229. After the singing of this song, we'll offer the Lord's Supper for those who have not had the opportunity to partake. Number 229. No, not one.
No, me. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. None else could heal all my soul's diseases. No, not one. No, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. No friend like him is so high and holy. No, not one. No, not one. And yet no friend is so meek and lowly. No, not one. No, not one. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. There's not an hour that he is not near us. No, not one. No, not one. No night so dark but his love can cheer us. No, not one. No, not one. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one.
It is the first day of the week, and if those that need to partake of the Lord's Supper would raise their hand, be served. In Matthew, the 26th chapter, Jesus institutes the Lord's Supper. In verse 26, he says this: while they were eating, Jesus took some bread, and after a blessing, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Eat, take, eat. This is my body." And when he had taken up a cup and given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins." Let us pray. Our most dear Heavenly Father, as we approach your throne this evening, we approach you giving thanks for this bread which represents your Son's body that was sacrificed on Calvary, Lord. We'd ask that those that are partaking of it, that their minds go back to that time in which your Son was crucified on the cross. And may they discern what they are partaking of. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that He should give His only Son to make a wretch His treasure. How great the pain of searing loss, the Father turned His face away, as wounds which mar the chosen one bring many to glory. Behold the man upon the cross, my sin upon His shoulders. Ashamed I hear my mocking voice call out among the scoffers. It was my sin that held Him there until it was accomplished. His dying breath has brought me life. I know that it is finished. I will not boast in anything, no gifts, no power, no wisdom, but I will boast in Jesus Christ, His death and resurrection. Why should I gain from this reward? I cannot give an answer. But this I know with all my heart, His wounds have paid my ransom.
Our next song is in our main hymn book, number 353. I had to do this, Kevin. Really appreciated Kevin's lesson this morning, and I couldn't let this go by. Shall we sing He Lives?
I serve a risen Savior, He's in the world today. I know that He is living, whatever men may say. I see His hand of mercy, I hear His voice of cheer. And just the time I need Him, He's always near. He lives, He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives. He lives within my heart. In all the world around me, I see His loving care. And though my heart grows weary, I never will despair. I know that He is leading through all the stormy blast. The day of His appearing will come at last. He lives, He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives. He lives within my heart. Rejoice, rejoice, O Christian, lift up your voice and sing. Eternal hallelujahs to Jesus Christ the King, the hope of all who seek Him, the help of all who find. None other is so loving, so good and kind. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives. He lives within my heart.
Now back to the red supplement, page number 40. Amazing Grace, My Chains Are Gone. This version of Amazing Grace is a little bit different than what we may be used to singing. And I'd like to sing it at a little bit brisker pace, tempo.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior, has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy reigns in ending love, amazing grace. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace hath brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we know less days to
to sing God's praise than when we first begun. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy reigns, unending love, amazing grace. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy reigns, unending love, amazing grace.
And back to the other book, number 466. Does Jesus care?
No, me so. Does Jesus care when my heart is pained too deeply for mirth or song? As the burdens press and the cares distress and the way grows weary and long. Oh yes, He cares, I know He cares. His heart is touched with my grief. When the days are weary, the long night dreary, I know my Savior cares. Does Jesus care when my heart way is dark with a nameless dread and fear? As the daylight fades into deep night shades, does He care enough to be near? Oh yes, He cares, I know He cares. His heart is touched with my grief. When the days are weary, the long night dreary, I know my Savior cares. Does Jesus care when I've said goodbye to the dearest on earth to me? And my sad heart aches till it nearly breaks. Is it aught to Him, does He see? Oh yes, He cares, I know He cares. His heart is touched with my grief. When the days are weary, the long nights dreary, I know my Savior cares.
Now in the blue supplement, number 83. Magnify, I was about to say the title of a different song. Oh, Magnify My Master.
Magnify my Master, exalt His holy name. His name I praise forever, forever and again. To heights of all thy glory, to heights beyond the sky, to far beyond creation, to him let praises fly. With words of adoration, with songs of endless praise, from hearts that know but gladness for love of heaven's ways, and from yon realm majestic where saints of ages gone, with joy my soul would cherish, praise Jesus all day long. As well as I may praise thee in my own fragile way, nor with my soul, O Jesus, could I thy love repay. I sing of all thy graces, I bow and laud thy care, and take of all thy blessings, I see them everywhere.
If you would, please place your markers at number 307. We understand that the benefits of our singing. We understand that we've been instructed to sing, and that God loves our singing, and that it is for praise to Him, and it is for edification to us all. And so I thought I might just for a few minutes go back through and just pull some phrases out of the songs that we have sung tonight. It's really quite impressive when you look at that all together. No friend like him is so high and holy, and yet no friend is so meek and lowly. How many times do we sing these songs and we sing a powerful statement like that in it? I do it. I don't mean to be accusing anyone, but it just something to think about. What a powerful statement that is about Jesus. I will boast in Jesus Christ, his death and resurrection. The Bible warns us against pride. But here, this song encourages boasting in Christ. And we know that the Apostle Paul said something very similar. It's not I that live, but Christ lives in me. I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know that he is living, whatever men may say. What conviction that statement relays. And it's a conviction that we need to have in our hearts. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Is there a more well-known statement among men? There might be, but this is one of them. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Does Jesus care when my heart is pained? Oh, yes, he cares. I know he cares. His heart is touched with my grief. Look what he did for us. And so, oh, magnify my master. Exalt his holy name. We praise thee, O God, for the Son of your love. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. Revelation 1 and verse 5 says, to him who loved us and washed us from his sins in his own blood. Obviously speaking of Christ. Notice what he said again. Him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Ephesians 1:7 says, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. We enter that relationship, or we come in contact with his blood. And Barry mentioned the blood of the covenant earlier. We come in contact with that blood through baptism. We all know what Peter told the people on the day of Pentecost. You receive that forgiveness and that remission through baptism. And so if you have not been baptized, we take this opportunity tonight to extend to you an invitation to do that. And it's how you come in contact with the blood. Are you washed in the blood? That's our next song. Are you washed in the blood? Have you taken advantage of the love of Christ? We invite you to be baptized tonight. If you are a Christian and you've been touched by one or more of these songs, and you realize that you need to make some changes in your life and you want help with that, please come forward and ask us to help you. Would you stand while we sing?
thankful for everyone being here this evening. I appreciate the time and effort that Dale had put into the thoughts that we've expressed in his through the songs that we have sung, and hopefully all of us have been encouraged by the things that we sing, and that's helping us in our walk to realize how blessed we really are. Remember to be back Wednesday evening for continuing classes. And if there are there any other announcements that should be made at this time? If not, we'll ask Brother Richard Rothweiler to lead us in our closing prayer.
Our Father in heaven, we come before thee this night, and we are so thankful for the blessings you've granted to us, for the gift of your Son, for your wisdom, your mercy, your grace, that you did send your Son, and he so willingly came and lived here on this earth and walked here and taught here, and that you have left us your word that instructs us and guides us. We are just so thankful for these spiritual blessings and for every spiritual blessing that we have within your Son and through his sacrifice. We thank thee for the physical blessings of life also, and for the quiet of this hour that we have had to sing songs of praise unto thee. We hope that we have pleased thee this evening and that it has been beneficial to each of us. We just thank thee and praise thee for all things. Pray that you would be with us this week, that you would keep us safe, that you would help us to do your will each day, one day at a time, and follow you through the rest of our lives. We're just so thankful for the blessings you grant to us, and be with us now. In Jesus we pray. Amen.